interpretive, classical works in Torah. No one thinks of him as a Spanish general. I saw in one of the magazines that this is the anniversary, the 850th anniversary of Maimonides at Rambam. So they had a conference. The Arabs, the Christians, all the scholars of the world had a conference about him as a doctor, as a philosopher, as a linguist, as a literature. But that's not the Rambam. The Rambam is Rabbi Soloveitchik, right? They didn't invite the right experts to deal with the Rambam. The place where the Rambam is treasured and remembered is not in the medical schools and not in the schools of philosophy. So the same thing with Abarbanel, that is where he is, that's where his monument is. His monument is in the schools of learning and the hearts and minds of the Jewish people who study his works and comment upon it. And he himself realized it. That's his own final epitaph as to what happened. And he is an example of maybe an archetypical example of Spanish Jewry and of what it underwent. The Jews moved to Holland because the Netherlands was under the control of Spain, but the Netherlands was not under the control of the Inquisition. The Spanish Netherlands, the Jews would build up Holland into a major world power. And the Jews would build the city of Amsterdam and rebuild a Jewish life in that country. Many of the Spanish Jews became Ashkenized. They came to France, and from France to Germany, and from Germany to Poland and Lithuania. There are many strong Ashkenazic families, Lithuanian Jews, who have Sephardic antecedents. I just in conclusion, Torah Tmima, Rabbi Boruch Epstein, writes on his family, regarding his family tree. So his father was the rabbi in Novaradok, which was a famous Lithuanian city, and he himself lived in Pinsk, an Eastern European Jew to the fullest sense of the word, a student of Valozhin. So he writes that their family originally came from Spain and that their real name is Benvenisti. But that on the way, driven out from Spain, they stopped in the German city of Epstein. And they took the name Epstein as their last name. They dropped the name Benvenisti and they Ashkenized themselves and took the name of Epstein. So he says, any Levi, whose last name is Epstein, is really a Benvenisti, he says.
The Jews who left swore they would never return. And for hundreds of years, the Jews did not return to Spain under any circumstances. Then they made a kosher hotel in Mallorca, and no one could resist anymore. But there is an unwritten cheirim, yes. There's an unwritten vow in Jewish history to leave Spain be without us. And that's part of that tragedy, that it made such an impression that the Jews severed all relations with Spain from that point onwards.